We're holding here in middle of Perek Lamed, I think.
Yes, Lefikach.
Right. Okay. Lefikach Amru. So he's speaking here about all the kolos, and he explained what the kolos were, and he said that the kolos are anything that is yotzi lepoal, anything that comes from nothing to something, that comes into being, is has chomish, has kolos, makes a kol. And since Matan Torah was a is something which came min hakoach al hapoel, that's why it had to be with kolos. That's why they call it a shofar and so on. That's also, by the way, why Rosh Hashanah is a time we do tkiya shofar, is because Rosh Hashanah is the day when the world came into being. So b'meila, that's a zman for things that come, that came into being, min hakoach al hapoel, as he calls it, and therefore kolos are apropos. Olafikach amru, mishenene misuras chasen veinu misamchoi, oiver b'chamisha kolos. Ki ruuya simcha lechasen, ki keshem she'evel hu behefzit v'heda, kach ruuya simcha she'esim siya shalom. So you have avelus is the disappearance of something, when something goes min hapoel back into min hakoach, it's a type of return back to a certain state. And it's interesting, by avelus it says that yeshiv v'yidom, the oval sits, he doesn't have a mouth. It says just like an adosh doesn't have a mouth, an oval doesn't have a mouth. Vayidom Aaron, there's sort of a lack of expression. It's the opposite of it's the opposite of something becoming. It's something not becoming. B'meila chasana, which is a zman of something coming. It's a simcha. So simcha would be especially fitting for koilus. Zivuchasen is something that was just potential coming into shleimus. Ki adam im shehu asholem benivroim tachtoinim lo yia mitziu asholem ad sheisha yisaelov ki moishes bolamalo. The shleimus of susadim is with nesuin. V'dovaze yizbayar b'chibur ber hagolov. Because sheishem zivuk biyachad harei hu sholem ad yizivuk shalahem. V'adam hu ashlomus ha'olam. Olafikach roya simcha bezivuk shalahem hamoir ametzius hefech ha'evil hamoir alehefsit. Because einkan simcha kiilu einkan mitziu shebeshleimus yisa zivuk. So whenever there's no simcha, it's as if there's no mitzius shleimus. V'lachein oivu chomesh koilus. So the person, if he's not misameach, there's no sense that this is a coming out of lapoil, and therefore it's oivu chomesh koilus. Ka koil moiral itzius adova bepoil kemoshidu minyan koil. Because that's what a koil is. The number five is, like it says many times, the difference between four and five. Four means things are at a certain place, and when they escape, when they go off in different directions, that is the gather of things that are yoytze from, they run away from a center point. So Dalet is usually bad, like Dalet Malchias. Dalet Malchias are the different ways of escaping from, running away from, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from whatever that center Nekuda is. The flip side of that is, not flip side, but the tikkun of that's a better word, is five. The number five is the Nekuda in the middle, and all those four sides are seen as expansions of the middle Nekuda rather than escape from it. So long as there's the Chibur with that middle Nekuda, those four sides are mitukin. So you have four and five, which symbolize the one going away, and five is the Chibur. So b'meila, chamesh koilus is the amount of koilus that are worthy for union, because it includes the Chibur, plus the hispashos of the chibur. And he says, "Kakol mar yitzir, v'chamish kol mar amitzir shalom at shetzus v'chol tzad ki odam hashlom es kol oylam." V'hine mispash shetzus v'chol tzad k'shvanim v'in chamish koyla v'asim hashesh mitzir shalom. Now, v'dovaz in vos. So one of the things that he said over here is, and this is a this nekuda is an important nekuda. Odam to the world is like this nekuda in the middle. The Maral asks the following question many places. He asks, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, how could a world that is so fragmented come out from Echad? From one, only one thing should come out, and the fact that there's a world that is Hefech Echad, and it's so fragmented, how come? So the Maral has different roots in different places. One of his tirutzim is that Tzuras Adam is me'achid all these worlds. That Tzuras Adam has in itself the ability. On Adam it says Reduar is Kivshuha. Adam is Kivish to Eretz, and he is and by spreading his malchus in the world, he brings all the nekudas together. That's what Adam has in it. That's what Adam can do. So b'meila, since that's Metzias Adam, so therefore he is connected that Chomesh of the Chomesh Kailas. He's that Nekuda Merkazis that brings together all the different Kailas. V'chamesh Kailas Meira Metzias Shalom at Shetzusim HaKol Tzad K'odam HaShlom Es Kol Oilam V'hine Mispash Shetzusim HaKol Tzad K'ma Shemana Minya Chomesh Kailas. And there should be simcha v'davar zemevua. One more nekuda, I don't know if we spoke about it ever. Simcha, the Kuzari says that human interaction, that human emotion, klapei avodas Hashem, expresses itself in three areas: ava, yira, and simcha. Sort of a tripod of different inyanim. So the hezba of that, what are these three emotions? So yira is the appreciation of the other. So lemashal, I meet a person and I say, wow, this person is a giant of a person. He's an adam chashav, adam gadol, a chacham, and or whatever. Then Ava draws me to that person, and Ava is the emotion I'm drawn to that person. Where does Simcha come in? Simcha is the shlemus of myself that I feel when I'm drawn to that person. A person is happy when he feels something in him has become nishlam. He's become... So a person gets married, a person has children, anything a person achieves, a goal that he really, for instance, if let's say my goal is to be a doctor, the day I get my certification is the day that I feel accomplished, I feel besimcha. If I happen also to get some other degree, it's nice and I'm happy about it, so to speak, but it's not something I could say fills me with simcha. So simcha is something which fills with shleimus, and that's exactly what it says over here. V'roi she simcha kashesh metziyah shalom. Simcha is something that ought to be when you have a metziyah shalom, because that exactly is the emotion of simcha. Gemara speaks about shlomim, that you can't eat shlomim when you don't feel shalom yourself. If a person is an onan, he's not b'shlemus. And so anytime there's simcha means a person is b'shlemus. Anytime there's a lack of simcha means there's a lack of shlemus. Rebavu amar shehu ki'ilu hikrif toida, that somebody is b'sameh chasam v'kala, it's ki'ilu hikrif toida b'yazeh ki a toida hu sheyesh b'chomet z'matza. V'ein lecha karbon sheish b'chomet z'matza k'may karbon zeh. So the mitzias of it's a unique type of carbon that has in itself two things: a chametz and matzah. Alpha gav she karev al mizbeach, even though it wasn't karev al mizbeach, the hadgashi here is, by the way, the chametz and matzah. It's the only carbon because shtei alechem is chametz. Everybody speaks about that, but it's not matzah. So carbon toys only has that. Mikol makom carbon nikra. It's called a carbon, even though it's not physically nikra mizbeach. B'chol eifin, it's brought in association with a carbon. L'chein omer kol karbonis yivtein l'osit chutz mikarbon toida. Yivnei shesh b'chametz amatzah, shein shnei dvarim chalukim, shein zeh kazeh. L'idia ke kol ha-kerchim mechulokim, ha-kolu elav yisparach. V'dova zeh roi shei ha-karbon kashnasa neis v'itzlois min ha-misa. U'bezeh moed deloi ke odom al-Hashem yisparach shei hitzloisoi. So the carbon toida is always brought. I don't know if exactly this means the maral, but I think this is pretty much what he's talking about. The carbon toida is brought as opposed to a carbon shlamim. Whenever a person feels a good mood, he wants to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person brings a karma. So if I've had a successful year, things went well, I'm happy that I'm healthy and whole and so on and so forth, I bring a karma. That's all a karma, a regular karma shlami. A karma toida required some sort of adversarial experience. I was sick, I was jailed, I was hol chayamim, any one of those things that there was the possibility of not existing coming together with my existing b'chol zayis, that allows for a karbon toida. So it's a very special chibur of two inyanim, and therefore he says a person feels, and the way he says it, the main nekuda here is, I feel there are no inyanim chalukim in the bria. It seems to me the bria seems to be divided into the bad and the good, the difficult and the positive, but a karbon toida is where I see the two put together, and therefore in context. So he says, so when a person was in a matzav of not existing, and then he was saved, that's when a karbon toida comes into play. So I understand everything to be B'yad Hashem, not only this event itself. So it's in a certain way, the K'shem Shevarchem Ala Toiv Kach Varchem Ala Ra, I'm able to see both Tzadim as coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In a similar vein, everyone always speaks about Toida meaning both thanks and a sort of Hoidas Baldin. Under normal circumstances, for instance, let's say I go to open a door, and you come and you help me open the door. So it's nice of you, and I say thank you. It's a very nice thing to do, but I don't feel I owe it to you because I could open the door myself. It's just nice. It's a nice gesture, and so on, that you opened it for me. Let's say I got stuck. And I'm stuck in something that I can't help myself. And then you come along and save me. So at that point, I recognize that you are the Baal of everything. And therefore, you are the one who is on top of everything. And now there is a tacit hoidah. It's some attack at Hoidah. I'm basically saying thank you in the sense that it's your doing, not my doing. So in all of these cases, the Hidah in this case is more than thank you for something I could have done myself, but you did it. I had money to take care of it, but you brought it to me as a gift. Thank you so much. But if I didn't have money and I couldn't do it on my own, and then you give it to me, then there's that element of Hidah where I acknowledge it's all you and not me. So today our shevach is always within a context. There are certain things we want to thank you. We don't say Kishem Shvarach Alat Atov and Varach Alat today. Today it's different. Chazal says it's different. Losid Lovo, those two shevachs will be one. Lakein Amram is Samechas and Kalaki Kiva Korban Toida. Kachosim Vekala Beis Metzias Mechulakim. Sheze Ish Vezois Isha. Lakein Mechulak Nagamri. It's not possible really to put together a man and a woman. They are very different. Their temperament is different. Their emotions are different. The way they look at things is different. And therefore, it's not... So when I have a friend, I look at the friend and I say, oh, birds of a feather stick together. We both very much enjoy artsy stuff. We both enjoy sports. We both enjoy intellectual stuff. So, fine. I the commonness with friends, I don't... The hair... HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that relationship. It's nice, I'm sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mazmin, a good friend, and we're very, very friendly. But the type of Chibur and Kesha that is possible in this relationship, in a Chas and Kala, where they are about some different. And the idea that the two could snap together and make another a Min is really unique. Bezivik Shem HaShem Yisbarach Shum Ezavik Oysam O Moishiv Yechidim Boisa Or perikel megalchem betoyer vi meksuvim sheziva kadam Hashem betoyer chsev kem Hashem yatzadova benevim va'avivim leyodu kem Hashem hi menaksuvim bayis va'nachas avos kem Hashem isha maskelas v'kashem esameach hachosn azazivuk b'shleimus v'kashehu me'echad azivuk shalahem v'Hashem yisparach v'ze moire ki kol chlufa metzis v'shem zochen akeber Hashem yisparach. So what he's saying over here is like this. The ultimate way in which we express that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's is through a Karban Toida. A Karban Toida includes the negative and positive elements. And that leads to an understanding of Echad. Whenever you have a chibur between two things that are totally incompatible, the difficulties I had before and the good that comes now, and I recognize that comes from Hashem, that's when, you know, it's all ki mikra Echad, the tzadik v'rasha, that everything comes from one place. A zocha nekeva, the fact that it's possible to find a shleimus, that they are both shaykh to it, means that shleimus is a bigger circle, and that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the entire Bria, so on the one hand, we live in a mini world where everything is fragmented, and different things don't seem to have shaykh to each other, and they're very different, and there's no kasher to one another. That's all to, that's all shaykh to Hashem Yisbarach. And then he says, the fact that they come together. So at first glance, when you have things that are so different, they seem to be each thing seems to be its own element, and no shares to each other. When I see becholzeis, they snap together. That's when I dehera Kadosh Baruch as being the echad. So the shechina shruya and the bias means, since the zochen ekeva are so different, and yet together they can form a unit, the unit that they form together, that shechina. So every zivug includes in itself an akuda like a karm toida. You know, karm toida is the avodas Hashem that's makir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mi'achid of all nigudim. U'mashama ki lebon achur b'achas mi'chur b'zishlayim, pirush, ki ha-zivug shalachas n'kala al yod ha-shleimus b'inyan adam. So any time when you have something, and in a certain sense, a churba is a bekoyach that's not befall. And let's explain the difference in a churba and a stam shada. If I see an empty space, and I say this empty space has a lot of potential. So when I say that it has a lot of potential, it's not exactly true. I mean, I can do whatever I want. I can't say that the potential is latent in this ground, except for the fact that the ground is empty. When, let's say, I see buildings that are in disrepair, so the potential is there. This is a three-floor building with 10 apartments. This is a supermarket. This is that. So it's the potential is very, very nicker in it. It's not potential in the sense of the word, like anything could go. It's something that the potential is very locked in as potential, very specific potential, and then it comes out. So Adam and Isha is the same thing. The man is not a shalom, but there's something very specific that it would be mashim him. So this is one more. Kikvar Marno Katurn into Bay Koilas Neshu say the Loikim Shasan Oilam. Umashim Kolon Kwashis Bayer. Specifically, this is some that's Mashlim. Lokakmish and Sameh Hosam Kalashim Zivu Kosan Kala, Ajeshka Mitsir Sholem. The Odom Nershav Koloilam Kwashis Bayer, Lamailak Odom Tsurus Koloilam. So the Vichena Torah Tsurus Koloilam. So Odom, in a certain sense, is the sheirish of the entire world. Adam is the one who, and especially when we explain, Maral says, Adam is what gives the whole world a cohesive entity. It makes the whole world a cohesive entity. Even on a very practical, physical level, every part of the world is its own entity. The oceans are oceans, and it has its own ecosystem. And the northern countries are northern countries, their own ecosystem, and tropics have their own ecosystem and their own world and everything. The only one that spans all the worlds and can bring ice from the north to the hot climate and and use the ocean to travel here and do this and that is only Adam. That's he's the ultimate surah. And therefore he says, V'cheina Torah Tzuras Kol Olam, and Torah is also the Tzuras Kol Olam. Torah includes in itself a picture that's meant to embrace the entire world. It's meant to be marked the entire world. Shema Sameach Chasam Kala Shazer Hashem Asadam Asadam Kol Olam Lekach Zeichel the Torah Shemitzir Shalom Kol Olam Gam Kein Shachnit Atar Behi Koilis Kmo Sheisbayer. So Lemaisa Adam in his own Maisim is also marked the whole world, and so. The Ashlom of Tzuras Adam and the Ashlom of Torah, both of them include that element. So, I'm not sure which part over here he's talking about, which exactly does he mean over here. There are two elements over here that could be very much playing into the Divrei Chachma he's talking about. One is the understanding that the chibur and the zivug of different midas bring out the ultimate ashras hashchina. All of Kabbalah speaks about, in other words, which midah is being mizdavik with which midah in order to produce whatever result it is. So typical result that we're talking about. What's happening in Olam HaZayonis at this point, and that creates Kedushas Rosh Hashanah, Kedushas Yom Kippur, and so on. And all of those events that happen are always a zivuk, a mizuk of different midas that produce something bigger. So that's Eina Kudi could be talking about. He could also be talking about the five you know, part sufim, which he doesn't usually talk about. I'm not sure. And that's based on a Hovel Hashem and so on. So Shiva also is a number very similar to He, because it goes like this. On a flat surface, four are the directions that you leave that you leave the center point from. So Dalet is always a kilkel of sorts, and the Nekudem Tzoyes, the fifth, is the one that brings all the points together, that makes them meaningful as parts of one flat area. So just like when you have a graph, you have this point of origin, and that makes everything meaningful in terms of each other. This is -2, 3, this is -3, 2, this is 2, 2, and so on. In a cube, you have the same effect with 6 and 7. 6 are the various sides of a cube, and 7 is that Nekud Emtzois. So you have it with the 6 days of the week and the seventh day in the middle, which sort of puts it all together. There is another way, actually, of counting the days, whereas Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the days before Shabbos. Shabbos is the Nekudah Hashem Tzoy. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are the days coming from Shabbos. That's why you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. And on the Shir Shayim of Wednesday, we finish with Lechun Aranenah to sort of say that this is the first day that's going toward Shabbos. Wednesday is already approaching toward Shabbos. So Shabbos can also be the herd as in the Kudem Merkazis that other things come from. So both of them are possibly applicable. It's the same point. Same point is that both these in Yarma and Yonim, that you take a Dover Shalom, and you take something that's not a Dover Shalom, and the parts seem totally incompatible. By drawing a bigger circle, both of them come together. That bigger circle is the Shlemus, it's Echad, it's Simcha, and so on. All these points that he's made over here. Okay, any questions, any points?
Great, thank you.
Okay, so next week I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be Baltimore Shabbos. So, Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks.
Let me just actually check. Two weeks is the 17th.